Harper Audio presents A History of God, written and read by Karen Armstrong. In the beginning, human beings created a God who was the first cause of all things and ruler of heaven and earth. He wasn't represented by images and had no temple or priests in his service. He was too exalted for an inadequate human cult. Gradually, he faded from the consciousness of his people. Eventually, he was said to have disappeared. That, at least, is one theory, popularized by Father Wilhelm Schmidt in The Origin of the Idea of God, first published in 1912. Schmidt suggested that there had been a primitive monotheism before men and women had started to worship a number of gods. Originally, they had acknowledged only one supreme deity, who had created the world and governed human affairs from afar. In ancient times, the high god, or sky god, was replaced by the pagan pantheons. In the beginning, therefore, there was one god. If this is so, then monotheism was one of the earliest ideas evolved by human beings to explain the mystery and tragedy of life. It also indicates some of the problems that such a deity might have to face. There have been many theories about the origin of religion, yet it seems that creating gods is something that human beings have always done. When one religious idea ceases to work for them, it's simply replaced, like the sky god, with no great fanfare. In our own day, many people would say that the god worshipped for centuries by Jews, Christians, and Muslims has become as remote as the sky god. Some have actually claimed that he has died. Certainly, he seems to be disappearing from the lives of people, especially in Western Europe. They speak of a god-shaped hole in their consciousness, where he used to be. To understand what we're losing, if that is, he really is disappearing, we need to see what people were doing when they began to worship this god, what he meant, and how he was conceived. To do that, we need to go back to the ancient world of the Middle East, about 14,000 years ago. One of the reasons why religion seems irrelevant today is that many of us no longer have the sense that we are surrounded by the unseen. We have, as it were, edited out the sense of the spiritual or the holy, which was once an essential component of our experience of the world. Rudolf Otto, the German historian of religion who published his important book, The Idea of the Holy, in 1917, believed that this sense